Modern technology is rapidly evolving today. We can easily do things that seemed impossible in previous decades today. You can easily connect to the internet and access the entire world on your fingertips. All you need is suitable hardware and a good internet service provider to establish an internet connection. If you are looking for a good ISP, then call Mediacom Customer Service to get one of the best internet services in town. Internet speeds have increased in general, however, there are different types of internet connections out there, and the quality of your internet service directly depends on the connections available in your area. Here is a list of different types of internet connections. Dial-up. A famous technology of the past, DSL uses a public switched telephone network, PSTN, to provide internet. The internal or external modem converts signals from analog to digital. Once you dial a phone number on your computer, your provider will give you the internet. It is a cheaper but slower form of internet. The quality of telephone lines varies, which often results in low speed and poor connection with DSL. You can get speed within the range of only 28 kilobytes per second, 56 kilobytes per second, so you cannot stream movies or play online games using this connection. Another major disadvantage is that you cannot use your phone and internet connection at the same time. Digital subscriber line, DSL. And NBSP. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 2704. Align equals align left width equals 254. Source slash caption. A low-tech but high-speed internet connection, DSL allows you to use your phone and internet at the same time. It uses two copper telephone lines to transmit data. You can enjoy a speed range from 128 kilobytes per second to 8 Mbps. You can easily use wireless or LAN to connect other devices to your DSL modem. It is a good choice for people who use the internet for sharing files, streaming audios, and browsing the web. You can also enjoy download at a fast speed ranging from 5 Mbps to 100 Mbps. Cable Internet and NBSP. Cable Internet uses your cable TV lines to operate. It uses coaxial cables, which provide better bandwidth, faster speed, and greater access than DSL or dial-up. Its speed ranges from 512 kilobytes per second, 500 Mbps, depending on the area you reside in. Test cable internet providers are even using hybrid fiber coaxial, HFC, cables to provide even better internet connection. If you use the internet for sharing files, browsing the web, backing up data online, then cable internet may be a preferable option for you. It also allows audio streaming in HD and gives access to VoIP services. Though it offers a normal upload speed, its download speed is very fast. Satellite. Perfect for people living in rural or remote areas, satellite delivers the internet through a satellite in Earth's orbit. You have to install a dish on your rooftop or balcony to access a satellite internet connection. This dish receives data from radio frequencies and converts it into internet signals. As the distance between satellite stations and Earth is approximately 22,300 miles, satellite offers lower speed as compared to DSL and cable technologies. You can only avail speed range from 512 kbps to 25 mbps. Wireless. Unlike other internet types, wireless internet does not need cable or phone lines to establish an internet connection. It transfers data using radio frequencies. It provides better coverage than others and is one of the best options to enjoy fast speed internet. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 2707. Align equals align none width equals 564. Source slash caption. The wireless network constitutes of different hardware units, including a router and access point to connect different devices like laptops, phones, tablets, etc. with the internet. Its speed ranges from 5 Mbps, 20 Mbps. Fiber internet. With a 1000 Mbps upload and download speed, fiber optic internet is no doubt the most reliable and fastest internet connection. However, it is more expensive than DSL and cable connections but allows heavy web browsing, file sharing, and HD audio streaming services to its users. It uses a special technique to deliver internet connection and transfers signals in the form of light using glass cables. This special feature gives fiber optic an edge over its competitors. If you have a large household, then it may be a preferable choice for you to enjoy high-speed internet. It has only one drawback, and that is unavailability in the majority areas of the United States. Bottom line. We hope that this information helps you in making the right choice. However, always remember that there is no particular way of choosing an internet type. There are different factors involved that you must consider before making a final decision. If you want a high-speed internet connection, then fiber may be a good choice for you, but if you cannot afford it, then cable internet is a better option. Similarly, if you are in a rural or remote area, then satellite may be the only option available. If you are still confused, then you may call Mediacom customer service to help you make the right choice. And NBSP.